Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can check us out on ESPNU. Good morning, Key.
Morning, Max. That's my high. Yada, yada, yada.
Yates, did you say that on air?
This is going to be... So remember when the Eagles won the bowl in 17 and it was playing Dreams and Nightmares and it turned into like the song? Mm-hmm. Uzi came out with the Birds for the NFC chip. This is going to be the 2023 Birds song, especially if they win that joint.
Some of the rapper names nowadays.
Lil Uzi, come on, man.
No, it's cool. It's just, I don't know that, right, Max?
But the thing is, they don't ever, his full name is Lil Uzi Vert. It's only Lil Uzi for most people, at least from the city.
Back then it was Eazy-E, man. That was like,
yeah, it was like, it was all your names, right? Run DMC. Yeah. It was cool.
How you got NBA Youngboy. Yeah, NBA Youngboy never played a second in the league, though.
Probably didn't even watch the NBA other than 2K or something.
Right? My man live in Utah right now.
You just
don't
make
ask
it
why.
Sound fresh putting the words together, putting the letters together.
You may not want to. Certain things in the world, man.
What would your rap name be, Key?
No, I'll be R&B singer, though.
What would your R&B? You have it. Would you
just, on the chapstick?
Keyshawn?
I'd just be Key, I guess. I don't know. I would have an album for sure called
Chapstick. Yeah, something with Key in it constantly.
No,
it would be called Chapstick.
My first
Lead
album
single would be Lip Balm.
My first album drop, the album cover, I would probably be chilling on the beach somewhere. And I'm trying to
feel
think.
Me, Max?
Yeah, it would have something to do.
The album title, Key.
Yeah, the album title.
Key to Your Heart.
Key to Your
it
Heart.
It could be Key to Your Heart.
A couple features from Jay with the turtleneck one.
It would be...
Follow-up album, Average Joe.
Facially Gifted.
That's your lead single, Facially Gifted, yeah, featuring facially Jay Williams gifted. With the turtleneck one. A&R'd by Max.
No, featuring Jay... No, I couldn't have Jay Will. So I have to be diverse in this one. So I would have to go get me like a white dude that's an R&B, like a John B type. You
ooh,
know,
John B.
To collab damn. With, because I got to fool them. I got to get a little bit of everybody now, right?
Yeah, I
got to touch everybody.
All the pockets.
I got to touch everybody. And DJ Khaled would probably drop some stuff in there, you know. Mm-hmm. I got to get a little bit of everybody, man.
Another one.
Trying to sell some records.
Yeah, exactly. It's my first one. I got to sell whatever. You know what I mean. Yeah. Streamings, whatever. I got to get it done.
You getting Max to come out of retirement and do a feature?
No, Max would be the manager. You got to have a manager.
Or Max could do the
Bell Biv DeVoe thing. I'm with the label, man. I'm the one ripping you off. What are you talking about, manager? Hey, listen, Jerry Jones says he will not risk it all for short-term success. He's like, I just like getting bounced in the first round for 25
years. Where's that drop at?
Here it is.
Stephen listen. A drop? No, Stephen A. When Max said that, you're supposed to hit that
what?
Button.
Lies, and more lies. Lies, yeah. He's comparing the Cowboys' decades of playoff struggles to the San Francisco 49ers. Listen to this.
I understand why, when you look back and say, well, San Francisco and Cowboys haven't been to a Super Bowl in 25 years and haven't won a Super Bowl in 25 years. Mm-hmm. I understand that. San Francisco's in the same boat. But my point is that has not been the same for 25 years. There's been many different things done over 25 years the same way there would have been had you changed out general manager.
Well, I'm glad he caught himself because San Francisco actually has been to several over the last 25 years. You know, if I could Kaepernick Super Bowl, the Jimmy Garoppolo Super Bowl. I mean, like, so I'm glad he caught himself and put in win a Super Bowl in that case. Yes, he would, Jerry. Stop. You would, if you could, give up 9 first round picks over the next 9 years to get a Super Bowl next year, you'd do it in a heartbeat if it was a guarantee.
By the way,
so stop.
It's not 25 years anymore. It's 27 years now. It was 25 years. They're working on the next 25 years. Here's how he encapsulates that philosophy. Listen to this, Key.
I do think longer term, and I'm real hesitant to bet it all for a year. We're seeing a couple of teams that have had some real success putting it all out there and paying for it later in Philadelphia and Los Angeles. Don't think that doesn't pop my head and get my eye. That's pretty impressive to have two teams in the last 2 years empty the bucket and get to the Super Bowl.
But you're drafting development.
But if you miss, you miss. It is a long go.
Well, I don't know. The Rams certainly put a lot in it, but that was their plan. And then they'll reboot and try to get back at it in another 5 years or so. That's their plan. Philadelphia, on the other hand, is not in that situation. They tore it down and built it back up. They have not pushed all their eggs to the basket that's going to hurt them. They got a young quarterback. They got a hell of an offensive line. They got a hell of a defensive line. They got receivers. Okay? They got a young receiver. They got a young secondary. So I don't know why. And they got picks on top of picks on top of picks on top of more picks. So I don't know where Jerry gets this idea that the Philadelphia Eagles went in all, they emptied the bucket, they all, no, man, they're going to be around for the next, they're going to be around for the next 8 years before we have to think about them crashing and burning again.
Key, there is a famous quote from Shakespeare.
But he's slick.
A famous quote from the play Julius Caesar, where Brutus and Cassius are the conspirators who kill Caesar. And now Caesar's homeboy, Mark Antony, is coming after them. And Mark Antony has turned everybody against them, you know, in the capital in Rome. And now they got to figure out what to do. So Brutus, they're trying to, hey, do we fight now? Do we go all in? No, push our chips to the middle of the table now? Do we strike while the iron's hot? All this kind of stuff, right? And Brutus says there is a tide in the affairs of men, which taken at the flood leads on to fortune. All the voyage of their life is bound in shallows and miseries. What this means is there's a tide in the affairs of men, is that when the time is right, when you are as strong as you are going to be, you got to push your chips to the middle of the table. You got to, whatever metaphor you want to use, roll the dice. You got to strike at a certain point. And it seems to me like Jerry is building and building and always, and waiting and wanting to push, you know, kick the can right down. Right? Kick the can down the road a little bit, stay good, stay good. And at a some point, you have to do what the Rams did last year, which is, no, what, you know what, we're ready now. I need to go get me that quarterback. I need to go do this thing to put us over the top. So, you know, another expression is scared money don't make money. And Jerry Jones, brilliant businessman, is acting like scared money right now.
No, he's not acting like scared money. What he's trying to do is deflect. That the Cowboys' lack of playoff success recently is due to patience and not putting all his chips in the basket, which is a damn lie. Okay, because you went out and you traded for Amari Cooper and you gave up ones to get him. You drafted CeeDee Lamb. You overpaid in some people's minds Ezekiel Elliott. And then you went double down and paid Dak Prescott. When people felt like he shouldn't have been paid, but I feel like he should have been paid. What you have to do is address situations that you need. You have to upgrade in the secondary. Your secondary needs to get stronger. You need to find a young, talented wide receiver via the draft or a free agency in the scouting department that makes sense. You need to shore up the offensive line. Your defensive line, you wanted to pay certain guys that decided they didn't want your money and went to other places. So it's not quite what he's trying to make it sound like at all. They're just missing a piece or two.
You think it's just an excuse?
It's a total excuse.
Well, but to get that piece or two, Key, there's another expression which I will change for, this is a family show, spit or get off the pot, right? Like, if you need to,
see,
one
what
or
the
two
Rams,
pieces,
see,
there's
what
a
the...
tide in the affair. Go in and get them. They needed Matthew Stafford to get over the top. They felt in L.A. They did it. They won the Super Bowl. They're paying the price now.
But the problem that you have with that is, who are you going to go get that's better than Dak Prescott that you're going to go get that that team doesn't want?
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Okay.
That's the answer, right?
Oh, okay, if you think that Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy can coexist.
Oh, that's the problem. He hired McCarthy.
If right. you think those two can coexist and you know. Think that Aaron Rodgers, who's been in NFC Championship games recently here and first round buys and haven't been able to advance as the guy,
right
where
that.
Matthew Stafford, team around him for the years was not very good, but his skill set could lend itself to helping the Rams get over the hump. This is why Sean McVay and company decided to do this.
I get your point, Key. What you're tell me if I'm wrong. Are you're saying that Jerry Jones really making excuses for the fact he hasn't been to the Super Bowl? What he's saying is not really the reality, right? Like he's claiming. Well, these other teams go all in, but that's not what he's really saying. Is look, there's a good reason why I haven't won in so long.
Yes.
Whether or not what he's saying is true, he's yes. making an excuse for his yes. for his failure to win a Super Bowl as GM of the team.
Absolutely. Yeah. But they have to address the positions that they need,
Apparently, and
it's not
line.
Just the quarterback. You got to remember, the Rams did a lot. It wasn't just the quarterback. They drafted Cooper Kupp. They developed Cooper Kupp. Mm-hmm. They traded for Jalen Ramsey at a time. And before all of the decisions to go get Matthew Stafford, they had already been to a Super Bowl
yep.
with Jared Goff. Sean McVay spent 2 weeks trying to game plan against Bill Belichick when the first game plan probably was the right game plan. He started messing with it and dealing with it and screwing it up. And then come game time, it was a different game plan.
Lowest scoring Super Bowl in history.
And it was like, well, wait a minute, man. I left all my good stuff back in L.A. So it's not what Jerry is selling you. Because, again, the Rams didn't go all in the first time to get to the Super Bowl. They had Tlaib and Peters, and they did some stuff. And they had Robert Woods and company and Brandon Cook and company and Todd Gurley. And, you know, so
long
it wasn't
story short, Keith,
buying all in.
Long story short, the dude is going into ego protection because he's proud. He's the GM of the team. And how else are you supposed to explain the fact that you're working on almost three decades with no Super Bowls, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's starting to make excuses.
And the 49ers – been to two Super Bowls and didn't go all in.
Right. Yep. Is Patrick Mahomes a top five quarterback right now? And by right now, I mean of all time already. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
Or shake it.
Take it.
Take it or shake it.
It is time to play Take It or Shake It. Nuno, or as Key calls
Nuno.
You, Nuni.
Nuno, Nuna.
Take it away.
Linny and Squeaky, let's go.
All right. Derek Carr will lead his next team to the playoffs. Take it or shake it.
Which team, though?
That's the question.
I know. It's
Jets?
Yeah, so it just depends on what team, you know? Because if he goes to Houston, it's not happening. Mm-hmm. I'll just say take it.
Take it.
Yeah, I'll take it because here's the teams that I got him going to. I got him going to Carolina Panthers. Or I got him going to the New York Jets. And there's an outside chance and a possibility, despite what they might say in San Francisco, that he lands in San Francisco. Interesting note on that one, Derek Carr is not looking to do the Oakland, San Francisco, or Las Vegas Raiders any due on that money that's due to him. I think it's $47 million on February 15th. It's going to kick in, but they're asking him to push it back. He's like, nah, I ain't doing nothing for y'all. So he'll probably get released. And he'll be able to pick and choose what team he wants to go to.
I'm going
to
take it for a slightly different reason. I think that where he goes, like the question is, do I think Derek Carr is never going to make the playoffs? No, I think he will make the playoffs at some point still going forward. And that, so I don't know if it'll be this year, but whatever team picks him up, I'm going to say he's going to stick around more than a year with that team.
Oh, absolutely.
And get multiple bites and, yeah, and will at least make the playoffs with that team at some point. So take it.
All right. Patrick Mahomes is already a top five all-time QB right now. Take it or shake it.
I gotta disagree on that one. He will be at some point in time, but right now I can't project him in that position. There's too many great quarterbacks that have come before him that's still sitting at the top. He'll eventually pass them, but that's okay. Why do we have to put him in front of them right now?
Because he's in front of them right now. I'm taking it. And by the way, there are many, many people I've spoken to who have played for a long time in the NFL who agree with me that Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback.
Where are they at?
Damian Woody, for example, just yesterday.
Where played with
Tom Brady. Okay, and won two championships with him. We'll say the same thing.
There's one person. I need another one.
They're all over the place. Really too many to mention. But the point is that when that guy, when you're like, man, I never seen anything, that's the best I've ever seen, goes to five straight championship games, three out of five years to the Super Bowl, once a pre-snap penalty, stopped it from being four out of five, already won a Super Bowl, might win another, battle win his second MVP in 5 years. I know if he never played another down, I'm only taking for sure two guys ahead of him, and then you could argue a couple others.
I can't. I'm just sorry. Can't do it.
All right, Jalen Hurts will be the face of the NFL within the next 3 years. Take it or shake it?
Shake it.
I
think Jalen Hurts will be a face in the National Football League, but because Patrick Mahomes has done a lot in his career, he's already out there. They're not going to strip Patrick Mahomes of his celebrity status. He's going to continue to just build. And then when you look at Jalen Hurts is on his way. He's going to be sharing those commercials with Patrick Mahomes. He's going to be doing those sort of things. And then you got Joe Burrow. So when you start to look at it, as I've always said before, when you've got to announce in a commercial who you are, you ain't that guy. If I got to say, oh, I'm Alan Yates and I'm no. Patrick Costal, no. I want to just be able to look at that Max and go, oh, well, that's Max. I don't need Max to be telling me, I'm Max Kellerman. And no. No, not at all.
Yeah, I'm with Kia on this 100%. Jalen Hurts will emerge as one of the faces of the NFL. The face for the time being is Patrick Mahomes, if you have to choose just one. But you know what? Usually in sports, there's Michael Jordan was a face of the NBA. LeBron James for a while, right? But was Kobe the face of the NBA? Was it Shaq? Was it Magic or was it Bird? Like, usually there's more than one face of a league. And Jalen Hurts will be one of the faces of the NFL.
Speaking of Michael Jordan, today is 2-3-23, or Michael Jordan Day. MJ is the GOAT of all GOATs, no matter the sport. Take it or shake it.
Take that. Yeah, it's something different, man. He's just Michael Jordan. He's bald head. He's got the shoes. He's got just Gatorade, the ballpark Franks, the Hanes, the marketability. Everybody. You know, when I was young as a kid, and I say this all the time, nothing was wrong with my knee, Nu. And I had a knee brace that was black that I rolled down to red to try to look like Michael Jordan. I chewed my gum like Michael Jordan. I walked like Michael Jordan. You know, even in the pros, when you see me get off the bus, my suits was made by the same tailor as Michael Jordan. I mean, that's just the reality of it.
Wait a second, man.
Michael Jordan had hot dogs?
When
Max.
You didn't know that?
The man had hot dogs, too?
Ballpark Frank.
Oh, yeah. He had everything.
Yeah, y'all didn't know that?
T-shirts.
Max had never mentioned that. He mentioned MVP, but never mentioned hot dogs, man.
You didn't know that Mike was eating pork?
I don't do the pork thing.
I'm just saying, you didn't realize, was they beef? I don't know, but you don't remember the ballpark?
Might have been all beef. I don't remember.
No, man, come on, man. You know, even if they was all beef, they had a pork casing.
Hopefully. Listen. Jordan's easily the goat of all goats. He checks all the boxes. You look at him, you go, oh, yep, that's it. You look at the numbers, you go, even to these days, all the advanced analytics, yep, he's number one.
Pat,
you look
Pat's
at the championships.
Fascinated that Mike J had dogs.
Never seen his ever.
Ever?
Oh, yeah. He had ever. He endorsed all the products. His kicks still outsell every other kicks by 10 to 1.
Dude, he was
any
major.
Any way you
want
to slice it or try to figure it out, he's the one.
He was major Upper Deck. You know what Upper Deck is?
The card company.
Yeah, major. Yep. Like, dude, I wanted to be with Upper Deck so bad when I was young and I finally got drafted. And I was like, yes,
before then it was
I'll
tops.
Do it for free.
Yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous. And then also he played the sport that is the most spectacular looking when it's played at the highest level. You go, oh, my God, right?
Man, you can get interviews of me chewing my gum, you know, with the whole Jordan sweat. Like, you know, yeah, we just tried to. My voice changed, all that, Yates. I thought I was him.
You was chewing your gum different?
Man, all that.
Man, I got to keep an eye on y'all,
all
man.
That. I got all that. Man, MJ, I love LeBron, and Kobe obviously is my guy. Kobe that's took that and ran with it, too.
That's the thing about Kobe. The thing about Kobe always impressed me so much is the whole world wanted to be like Mike. That was the campaign, but that was based on reality.
Man,
one man actually tried it, not an asymmetrical strategy like someone else. Well, I'll be like Mike, but also, no, Kobe's like, no, I'm going to do
man,
that.
Man, I jumped in Mike Testarossa one time, Yates.
And
back
did it
in
almost.
Chicago days. Man, I couldn't wait. You know, I had to have that. I had to get me a Ferrari because of Mike.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I didn't wear a hoop earring. I just didn't like hoops, but I had the stud and everything.
I hated Jordan because I was a Knicks fan. I put a Jordan ball, black and red, on layaway. It was $8.
That's what I'm
literally
saying, man. I could go on and on and on about just the Jordanness, right? It's just, that was that dude.
Yeah.
All right, in the last 5 months or so, the Phillies have made the World Series, the Eagles are in the Super Bowl, the 76ers are playing well, but Philly fans are the angriest fan base. Take it or shake it.
Even though they're having all the success, I take it.
Take it.
All the success, and they still mad for no reason at all. Like, why do y'all treat Fred Warner's girlfriend, wife, the way y'all did at the stadium?
Why is she wearing red?
It don't matter. She's a fan. She's supporting her husband.
Well, put her in a box. Put her in a box.
Even if she was in a box,
she had to go through the stadium.
I literally saw a post from someone who was at the Chiefs game who said that they got popcorn and beer thrown at them. I don't want to hear it.
Who was it from, Dante Hall?
I don't want to hear it.
Then Nick Bosa goes through the stadium minding his own business, and y'all attack Nick Bosa for supporting his brother.
Look at these two faces from Philly. You know what they're thinking right now in their fat Philly heads right now? You know what they're thinking? They're thinking, she once said the word red. That justifies anything.
Man.
It really makes sense to them in Philly.
Get it away, Max.
And then y'all lie about, then they cover up the lie that somebody from Philly took a Sharpie and put a shirt and put it on Rocky was a lie. Philly fans did that to try to make it seem a certain way.
Man,
we're
not
going
to the Rocky statue to touch that.
I know what y'all did.
Man,
Costello did it. Look at him. As soon as you said that, Key, guilty.
Y'all sick, man. That's all I'm saying.
With supplies and solutions. One of my best friends is from Philly. Oh, Key, I got to watch all 22 of the Eagles. Like, it's just torture. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. What is it going to take for the Eagles, though, to beat Patrick Mahomes? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
This is once-in-a-lifetime opportunities we got right in front of us in our hands. So what you gonna do?
Dives for the far front pylon! Touchdown! He's gonna score! Jalen Hurts!
When we control the things we can, we damn good.
Sheds a tackle up the right sideline, 10! Four about those three!
Pack your bags. We're going to the Super Bowl.
We are, and we cannot wait.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by a man whose kick return has scarred me for life. DeSean Jackson, former Philadelphia Eagles.
Y'all the stupid fools that punting the ball.
What's up, Key?
I said, y'all the stupid fools that punting him the ball, dummies.
God, I'll never get over it. What's going on, DeSean?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
What's up, Jack, man?
What's going on, bro? How you doing, baby?
Man, just... you know, waiting for the Super Bowl, breaking the Super Bowl matchup down a little bit, arguing with Max, or having conversation and dialogue with Max, because sometimes his skull is so thick it never gets through his brain. So, you know, just trying to educate him on some stuff from time to time. That's all.
Yeah, nah, facts, man. What it's looking like, man? What y'all predictions is, man? I need to hear this.
No, I need to hear you, though. So you got the Eagles who drafted you with Andy Reid in the second round out of Cal. You did wonders for them. Then you revisited after you went and got the bag. You came back to Philly, played with them for a little bit, but your coach is on the other sideline. Now I want to know from you who you rooting for and who you want to see win this game and what the outcome should be.
Man, honestly, man, it's bittersweet for me, man. You know, first and foremost, Andy Reid is, you know, like a father figure to me. So, you know, spent a lot of time with them, man, built a great relationship with him and his family. So, you know, it's kind of hard for me, man, but my gut, man, I just feel like the Eagles are a better team, man, and it's a lot of history involved in this game. Even though Andy Reid is on the other side, I just always look at Andy Reid as a Philadelphia Eagle, so I know it's going to be a very personal game for him, and it's going to get real, man. I think it's going to be a lot closer than a lot of people think, you know, just with the, you know, the experience that Andy has and Patrick Mahomes, and, you know, this Jalen's first time really around this, you know, this type of big-time football. So I'm rolling with the Eagles, though, man. I'm a roll with Eagles, man.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, DeSean Jackson with us now, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. I think since the offseason, DeSean, the Eagles roster, when you look top to bottom, was probably the best in the NFL, definitely the best in the NFC. And they've just been beating the brakes off teams all year. I mean, Jalen Hurts in games that he didn't start, they're 0-2. But otherwise, it's a one-loss team we're talking about. Right here. And then the question was, will Jalen Hurts take that next step now that they got him A.J. Brown? And the answer was yes. I mean, they're favored for a reason, but are you pulling for them in addition to just thinking they're going to win?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely pulling for them, man. You know, out of all the teams I played for, man, I think, you know, I got the most, you know, legacy in Philadelphia. You know, what we did when I was younger, when I came into that locker room, and you know, just the memories and the time I built there, man, is definitely one of them situations where it's my all-time favorite. You know, I had the most fun playing, you know, had kind of the most success there, even though, you know, I went to other places and had a lot of success. But it's just something sticks different about Philadelphia. So I'm definitely pulling for them. The last Super Bowl they won when Doug Peterson was actually the coach, I was pulling for them as well. You know, I'm one of them guys, man. I got a lot of history there, man, and them fans, man, they deserve it because I know the passion they have behind that, you know, with the city and, you know, the city of Philadelphia and basically, you know, the team. So definitely rooting for them, but I definitely want to see my boy Andy Reid do good as well too, man, because I love that dude, you know.
Jack, when you know, obviously I know your career, you know, back of my hand. So you played with Donovan McNabb. You played with Mike Vick. You were there with Vince Young. You really didn't play with him. But then you look up and you had a chance this year to be around Lamar Jackson and see his worth ethic and everything.
And now you looking at Jalen Hurts this year, how does he compare to those guys? And what do you think about what he's done this year?
Man, honestly, I knew from day one, man, that Jalen was a special kid. I can remember, what was it? I want to say 2019, 2020, when they drafted him. You know, he came out to Tampa, and this was before he was a starting quarterback. This was when Carson Wentz was the starting quarterback. He actually came out to Tampa and worked out with me, man. And, you know, since day one, man, I've seen something different in that dude. You know, he's like an older soul. You know, you could tell he was raised by a good family, and, you know, his football savviness, man, you could tell that dude was, you know, tuned in, and, you know, he's a winner, man. So for me, man, he's a special cat. And I told Howie Roseman when we drafted him, I remember me and Alshon Jeffrey, we told him, he was like, man, that dude going to be special, man. And he's just a leader, man. He's a gutty football player, man. And, you know, nothing's too big for him. The moment's not too big for him, man. He's played some big-time football in his life, and, you know, he's definitely one of them dudes. When the lights cut on, he gonna show up.
Why do you think it took so long?
That's what I was gonna ask.
Go ahead, Max. You take it.
No. I take it.
No, I want you to take it. You take it.
I'll
do it. Never mind, Max. No, go, Max. I'm messing with you.
You. Well, I mean, look, players, ballers seem to be way out ahead of everybody else on Jalen Hurts, right? Not that many fans didn't think he might be really good, but when you talk to players like, man, I could see from the beginning. Why do you think that is, Deshaun, that in Jalen Hurts' case especially, the players were so out in front of everybody else in recognizing the talent?
Man, I kind of just what I basically touched on, man. I just think the savviness and him really playing in big-time football. I mean, if you go back, you know, he played – at Alabama, you know, he kind of struggled a little bit in the first half of that national championship game, and then didn't really have the opportunity to go back in because, you know, they put two in there. But even him leaving and going to, you know, Oklahoma, he still played big-time football, man. And he comes from that background. His, you know, a lot of people don't even really give him credit. You know, his father, you know, was his coach, you know, growing up the whole way, you know what I'm saying, every step of the way. So I just know he comes from that background. You know, he's family-orientated. A good football family, you know, coming from Texas, and his upbringing, man. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, me playing a lot, as long as I get in the NFL, man, the dudes that come in and don't make the football is bigger than what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, we've been playing this sport, you know, since we was a little kid, majority of the people. But, you know, when you don't make the game bigger than itself and you just make the game a regular game, I mean, you know, people do some great things that can really, like, make the game not as big as what it is, you know, because a lot of people come in, oh, my God, it's the NFL, but it's still football, man. A lot of people forget it's still football, man. So I think he just makes the game smaller than what it is, man. He doesn't never peak, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's always just calm and just collective.
Say, man, when I get home, though, we're going to have to catch up because you got to take me to one of them fancy restaurants and spend some of that money. I'm just saying. Don't shake me and be oh man, I gotta work out and all that. Don't do that to me.
Now, did you take him out when he was a young player and Keith, when he was a young player in the league, did you take him out to eat?
No, man, it was illegal.
It's illegal. Hey, now you already know, bro. I got you, man. It's all good, man. I'm here, bro. Just let's catch up, man, for sure.
For sure.
That's Deshaun Jackson, former Philadelphia Eagle.
See that, Pat?
Three-time
we switch
Pro
up.
Bowler.
You see that conversation, how I switch it up?
One of the worst moments of my life watching sports.
Not
was
corporate
that kick
key
return.
When I talk to my people.
Unbelievable.
Where that boy Mike at, man? How Mike been? He good?
He was on vacation in for a couple of days, but, yeah, he's doing good. He's training, just trying to get everything back right so he can do what he needs to do. He know what he needs to do. You know how health is.
How about Michael Thomas?
You got to get your health. Yeah, Michael Thomas, you got to get your health right. Once you get the health right, then – you can do everything else, but that's his focus. His focus is just making sure he's healthy 100% so he can get back on the field and do what he knows how to do.
Man, we got to get a little bro out there, man. I told him all that money slowing him down, man. His pocket's too heavy. he need to be taking us out.
Oh, yeah. All right, buddy, we're going to holler.
All right, man. Y'all take care, man. Appreciate y'all having me.
Uh-huh. Thanks for coming on. Michael Thomas, Key's nephew, who, when last healthy, was – probably had the best objective argument as the best receiver in football.
Yeah, he just got to get healthy, man. His health is
pocket
part of it, dog.
Down, too heavy.
His pocket slowing him down
Jackson.
Too heavy, right?
Is Patrick Mahomes a top five quarterback of all time already?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Mahomes not only is better than John Elway, in his era, John Elway was not considered for five straight years clearly the best guy in the league.
Max, stop.
Mahomes is about to win two.
I can't.
The numbers are the eye test Mahomes is better. Like, Mahomes better than Elway. Woo! Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Is Patrick Mahomes a top five quarterback of all time already? The reason we're asking is that, look, I said, and many have said this week and the last week, if he never played another down of football, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. 5 years is the criteria. He's played five seasons. He's hosted five AFC championship games. He's won. He's about to win his second MVP. He's been top three times in MVP voting. He's been to three Super Bowls. He's won a Super Bowl already. He might win another, even though he's the underdog here. So, but Dan Orlovsky came out with a list, top five quarterbacks of all time. The second most controversial thing about the list is that Mahomes is second on it behind Tom Brady. The most controversial thing about the list is that Joe Montana is not in the top five. Key, let's stick to Mahomes here.
Mm-hmm.
I say he's already a top five quarterback of all time.
Okay.
The quality of his prime, his top 5 years, he's forget about the numbers. It's not fair to compare the numbers. The games has changed too much. It favors the quarterback. Of course, the numbers today will look better than the numbers
yesterday. He's done more in 5 years than any other quarterback in NFL history in terms of making AFC championship games,
right.
Going to three Super Bowls, having
yes.
an MVP. That's your argument.
No, my argument is I'm going to limit it to comparing him in his era to other people in their era. The reason I look at MVPs, votes, and things like AFC title appearances and Super Bowl is because I'm trying to eliminate the unfair advantage of this era that it gives to all these quarterbacks, right?
Okay, so let's just stick there, forget the numbers.
Yep.
So when I look at the situations, I look at it differently. I also look at the division that they played in since 2018. Those teams in that division have gone through multiple head coaches, which would suggest that those teams aren't very good, correct?
Correct.
So, which means that their quarterbacks aren't probably very good. So, they got to keep changing things over. So, when I look at somebody like Tom Brady in the AFC East, you could kind of have the same argument, except there are teams in his tenure in the AFC East that did win the AFC East when he was at the top of his game. There were teams like the Jets, like the Dolphins. That,
I mean, it was 20 years. Like, they got a lot of shots at it.
I said at the height, in the beginning stages of his career, not necessarily when Tom Brady just had a stranglehold on the entire NFL. No, I'm just talking about in a short period of time. So when I look at that, his road to those AFC championship home games, when you win.
You discount him a little bit.
Yeah, you win. Like
because when you have a really
every
good
game. Yeah.
Because when you have a good record because your division is soft,
yes,
a lot of times it's an easier path to the number one seed, which means
yes,
all you got to do is win one game at home that you'll be favored in,
absolutely,
and you're in the AFC title game.
That's the same argument
yeah, applies to Brady. I agree.
Yeah, that's all. And so when I look at that, I say, okay.
Then you discount it a little bit.
But when you say top five, look, can you replace Marino and put Patrick Mahomes in the situation? Yeah, you can. You could do that if you choose to, but it's so early to be making that statement right now. Give me year 8, year 9, year 10, because I've seen guys have major success early in sports, 3, 4, 5 years, 6 years, and then they disappear. I've seen guys struggle in 3, 4 years, and then all of a sudden, oh, my God, this dude is ridiculous. You just see it. So he is certainly headed on a course to be considered the number one, number two, number three, four guy in all of his sport at that position. He's certainly headed in that direction.
So I appreciate what you're saying because
a lot
of times, like when I say if he never played another down of football, it would be this. That means that the only evidence we have is almost perfect evidence, right? There's not a lot of downside. But as your career goes on, it's one of the disadvantages for Brady versus Montana in the Super Bowl. The more reps you have, the more likely you are at some point to stumble.
Man, look, I hate making it about myself and bringing myself into it.
Yeah.
But my career got off to a fast start because I had a quarterback in Vinny Testaverde. I had a coaching staff that was rolling.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? With Bill and Charlie Weiss.
You were looking
Weiss.
At Vinny like, man, Vinny's old. Wait till I get me
man,
a young
wait till
quarterback.
I get oh, God. I'm
going
to die
got.
And go to heaven, and I'm going to fly in there with an all-white uniform on. You know, it's like, and then all of a sudden, I struggle to be able to get a catch. And you know, so you got to, sometimes it just doesn't work that way.
That the more evidence that comes in, it can contextualize earlier success.
But that dude got Andy Reid, man, for crying out loud.
Right. If suddenly Andy Reid feels it's time to retire,
yeah,
another head coach comes in.
And I want to run the
Mahomes
ball every play.
Suddenly looks up and down more than he does now, then all of a sudden we will contextualize what happened earlier differently. So I'm cheating a little bit when I say if his career ended today, I would have him third. Because, Key, I'm not lying. I would have him third. But that doesn't mean that everything that happens in the future just enhances what happened today. Sometimes it can detract from it a little bit.
And
sometimes,
if you switch to basketball, for instance, think about LeBron James. He didn't have no Phil Jackson, man. He just didn't. He's carrying me, you, and Pat and Justin on his back to championships for the most part.
Right.
He has no coach. Like, come on, man. That's all. That's the conversation.
Mark in D.C. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
What's happening?
I love the debates. In Dan Orlovsky's defense.
There is no defense.
We all know that he would love that Big Mac casserole, though. Come on, guys. You know that he would love
God,
that.
Oh, God, that casserole is so
no,
no, he wouldn't.
Think,
Dan,
he eats like carrots for dinner.
Yo, Dan's in great – Dan is in dog shape, man. He don't eat.
I don't even know the fact that I know what's in it
that's
makes
so
me not want to eat it.
I'm going to throw up.
If I went to somebody's house and it was there amongst other dishes and somebody's like, oh, I'll try this, and I ate it, it might actually taste good. I
mayonnaise,
doubt it.
Mayonnaise, syrup, Big Macs, fries, different kinds of cheeses,
bacon,
tomato sauce.
Man,
that's the
Canadian
most disgusting.
Bacon.
In a casserole is the most disgusting thing I've
man,
ever
what's
seen.
What's wrong
in my
with you
life.
Guys, Pat?
Key. That's the
man,
worst
that,
food I've ever
that
seen.
That bacon was raw, too. She puts the
raw
bacon in there. There's no way that bacon's cooked.
Not a crisp on it.
No, it's not crisp, but bacon does. You don't have to crisp the bacon for it to cook. The juices, Pat, leaking down into the meat.
Key.
I mean, into the bun.
Why you got to say it like that?
He
won't even eat mac and cheese out of a box.
Look at the piece.
Talking about he'll eat that casserole.
I promise you, I've graduated from macaroni and cheese out the box a long time ago.
But you would eat that casserole?
No, I'm saying if I went somewhere and it was there and somebody was like, try it, maybe I'd try it. But the fact that I noticed what it is, I'm not.
Weekend, everybody. Greenies coming up. See you Monday morning.
See you Monday.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.